Here come Reno and Smiley with a gospel number. thank you all for having.
This might be the worst radio station I've ever heard. I tuned in on Saturday night as I'm driving down to the bar, and all I hear is noise. It wasn't even really a song. There wasn't even a beat. It was all kinds of weird feedback and, like, voices, clips out of movies and stuff, and it went on for, like, 20 minutes. What the hell is that? Like, what's your format? What are you doing? And who's your audience? Like, what's your share? Honestly, awful. Easy.
Radio Free Radio, every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
and I'll up in a step to the edge. But I've been walking for miles. It was a very temporary waste of time. If there's really such a thing as a waste of time, can let myself be restrained. Let perceptions be such hard. Kill confusion by killing options. Burning bridges to stand on. Can't keep running from the rain. Can't live a life on the edge of a storm. Kill confusion by killing options. I'm sick of emotions, wanna steal the inside. Watching things crumble, letting all things slide. They're a temporary waste of time. If there's really such a thing as a waste of time, can't let myself be restrained. Can't live my life on the edge of a storm. Care confusion by killing options. Burn no bridges, lose their love. Can't keep running from the rain. Let my perceptions be so torn. Kill confusion by killing options. Burn no bridges to stay warm.
Bottle you. passions of debate and hypocrisy that always lies within. And they left it for you, all of this for you. And they left it for you, all of this for you. I've seen the products and the underworld of ways. I've seen the color of corruption deep within. I've seen them lose themselves in dignity and taste, to see in black and white and through to black again.
Stuck on a pin. Just a quarter pound of eye chance to make I man irate. A quarter pound of eye chance to help me blow my mind. There ain't no peace in this part of town. I can't stand this roam.
Thank you. I feel my body.
I feel my body.
I know I
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. Happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. I can tell you what you heard. You just heard Rufus Thomas, 60 Minute Man Part 2 off of Stax 45. Before that, you heard the Viceroys with Time is Important. You also heard the Congos, Days Chasing Days off of Congo Ashanti. You heard Baby I Love You So by Jacob Miller, Quarter Pound of Ishans by Max Romero. You heard Some Weird Sin by Iggy Pop. Heard All Around the World by The Jam. Before that, All This For You by Joy Division when they were Warsaw. With Time was by Agnostic Front. You heard Helium Bar by The Weirdos. Burn No Bridges was by Grey Matter. Countdown by UK Subs. A couple new things to start off this hour. The Hungry Wolf of Fate by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off their latest album. And played Frankie and the Witch Fingers Reaper off of Monsters Eating People, Eating Monsters Eating People, Eating Monsters Eating People, Eating Monsters Eating People. Zeke's Coffee joins in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roastery, cafe, and bakery located at 6015 Penn Avenue, specializing in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. Find more information at zekescoffeepgh.com. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all of our residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving community, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10. So, not much more to tell you right now. 1 o'clock, we have the radio calendar. And then I go until 2 o'clock playing music on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
A little bit of black. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us.
The University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
When John and I talked about this after the athletes decided not to boycott, the Olympic Project started this on San Jose State campus, and we thought it was very necessary. All those black athletes decided not to boycott because a lot of the athletes on the team was their last chance. And when it was voted that we wouldn't, I was happy because we wouldn't. But if we had, I would have been just as supportive not to compete. So I wrote a call back to California and asked my wife to bring me some black gloves. And Hanson, she said, Tommy, what are you going to do with black gloves? I said, just please bring me a pair of black gloves.
Dr. Tommy Smith, Olympian, civil rights activist, and co-author of Victory Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice, published by Norton Young Readers. In 1968, at the 19th Olympiad held in Mexico City, Smith and John Karloff made a silent gesture regarding the abuse of human rights around the world and civil rights here in America. Smith and Karloff won the gold and silver medals, respectively, for a 200-meter dash. Receiving their medals on the podium, wearing black socks and no shoes, they raised their fists and froze a moment in time that will forever be remembered as a powerful day of protest. Both men were forced to leave the Olympics, receive death threats, and face ostracism and continued economic and emotional hardships. Now, 54 years later, Smith wants a young generation to understand that he wasn't a member of the Black Panthers, but a member of the Olympic Project for Human Rights. I'm John L. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Victory, Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice, with co-author Dr. Tommy Smith, In Black America.
That's the way we grew up. We had to. If you were in a sport and you did not do a job that caused you to win, or somebody to talk on a positive level about your competition, Daddy said you should be in the field with us because there's always a way to for you to be complimented about what you did because you could see it. But in sports, you could not see it. It was by score and not by physical movement. You know, you got one and you got 10. Where are you in that echelon of being great? You know, so he said that if you lose, if you go to school and you had to compete on the weekend, it's when we did all of our work in the fields because of Saturday, Sunday, that then you should be in one of those areas where you could do the best you possibly could and make a physical knowing. And sports was sports, but win and be tired, come home and sleep. You couldn't do that.
As a young boy growing up in Clarksville, Texas, Tommy Smith's father told him if he was going to compete in sports, he would need to come in first or would find himself back in the fields assisting him. Smith is the seventh of 12 children. While attending Lemoore High School in Lemoore, California, he set most of the school track records, many of which still remain today. He won the 400-yard dash in 1963 at the California State Meet. He was voted Lemoore's most valuable athlete in basketball, football, and track and field, and was also vice president of his senior class. His achievement earned him a full scholarship to San Jose State University in basketball. While in college, Smith became involved in social protests. Before the Olympics, many African-American athletes had talked of joining a boycott of the games to protest racial inequalities in this country, but the boycott never came off. In his first ever memoir for young readers, Smith looks back on his childhood growing up in rural Texas through his stellar athletic career, culminating his historic victory and Olympic podium protests. Recently in Black America spoke with Dr. Tommy Smith. Now, your original Silent Jester 2007 was published. Then you had the documentary 1999 HBO Fist of Freedom, and now